Welcome to the NetPlay Marketing Podcast.
Hey guys, Ace is here from NetPlayMarketing.com, and if this is your first time tuning into the NetPlay Marketing message, you know what, I want to welcome you. If this is not your first time coming into the NetPlayMarketing.com message, then you're probably going to see a bit of a different shift, a different change in terms of what it is that I have been posting up here up until now. Essentially, you know, up until this point, you know, I had kind of geared the podcast towards more so skill-based type of information in terms of building up, you know, a network marketing business, an online marketing business, or whatever the case may be. But now, you know what, over the course of the last, especially the last 3 months, you know, I've kind of spent a lot of time just wanting to revamp my whole business, my whole idea for what it is that I think people really need. And, you know, from my experience in business and online marketing and network marketing, you know, I think that the biggest thing that a lot of people need the most is really just a mindset shift. You know, mindset, I think, is probably the biggest thing that a lot of people are missing in their lives right now. And the reason I say this, guys, is just because, you know, as I've been delving myself into business and delving myself into, you know, into my own personal business, I've noticed that a lot of the times, you know, especially if you're you know, maybe a network marketer, or if you're an internet marketer, or whatever the case may be, you probably noticed that when you get people started, you know, people are excited when they first get started in their business, even if they even decide to take that step, you know. And I think one of the biggest things that holds people back from even getting started is their mindset. You know, they're scared. A lot of people are scared about, you know, starting their own business. People are scared of failing in their business. People are scared of so many things. Okay, they're scared of failure, and I think that's probably one of the biggest things that hold people back from even getting started in a business. And then if people do get started in a business, I think that fear, you know, is realized by their lack of action, by their lack of motivation, by their lack of having the right mindset to get their business going. And so, guys, I've decided to kind of completely revamp NetPlay Marketing just as a whole, and you know, kind of focus it more on the message of getting somebody ready, getting them people in the right mindset, motivating people, and hopefully, you know, pumping you up to really be able to take on, you know, whatever challenge you want to do, whether it's in you know, whether it's in your career, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in your business, whatever, you know, stage of life you're in right now. You know what, I congratulate you for wanting to look for something else, looking for something different, tuning into the NetPlay Marketing message, and hopefully, you know, we can take this on to you know, take your business on to really to the next level. Now, you know, if you're kind of listening into this and you're like, well, who is this guy even talking? Like, why should I even be listening to you? You know what, guys? My name is Aces, like I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast. And basically, guys, where I'm coming from is, you know what, I was working in the corporate world for a long time. I was, you know, just like everybody else, working a 9-to-5. And my brother was actually the first one who initially, you know, kind of introduced me to the idea of being an entrepreneur, the idea of maybe getting started in your own network marketing business. And that was kind of the beginning point for me. You know, up until that point, you know, I had been satisfied, I guess, in my job. You know, I thought I had, you know, kind of done okay for myself. I had gone to school, I had graduated. I didn't find a job in what I studied, but what I did do, though, was I was able to kind of build a career for myself, you know, in different businesses, and did fairly well for myself, you know, became, you know, a general manager for different businesses. And, you know, I was doing okay. I was making decent money, more money than anybody in my family had ever made. So for me, you know, that was a feat in itself. But when I started to, you know, kind of get into it, you know, a few years in, I just felt myself kind of stuck. You know, I felt myself stuck in terms of being able to progress anymore. You know, I had pushed myself, you know, a lot in a short amount of time to be able to get to the point where I did. You know, I knew people that were in my job, you know, that were working in the same companies as I was for years and had never attained, you know, the level of management seniority or whatever you want to call it that I did, you know, in the short time that I did. And the fact of the matter is, guys, just because I push myself, you know, I've always been somebody who wants to achieve more. And so when I reached the highest level that I could, I guess started asking myself, well, what's next? You know, what's the next challenge for me? What's the next step for me? And that's when I started really delving into personal development, and, you know, really coming to understand that, you know, there's so much potential inside of me, there's so much potential inside of you guys who are listening in right now. You know, there's so much potential for pretty much anybody who is willing to want to make a change, people who know that they're, you know, they're they have capabilities of being able to do so much more with their lives, being able to do so much more with, impacting people's lives positively. And, sometimes it's just a matter of looking for that calling, keeping your eyes open to see what it is that may be. One of the biggest things is that a lot of people, prevent themselves from doing that because they're scared of failing at it. And I think that was one of the biggest things for me too. I was presented to different opportunities. I was presented to different, avenues in which I could have, steered myself in, but I decided to, kind of just stay back for a long time. I was holding myself back. And then I got to a point where I was like, you know what, there's got to be more to life than working a 9-to-5. There's got to be more to life than just standing by the sidelines. And so I just went for it. So that's kind of where my network marketing sort of life kind of began. I started to join my brother in his business because by that point he was seeing some success. And I'm not going to say that things have been, great since then, but, it's been a life-changing experience, absolutely, for sure. And if anything, guys, one of the things that I want to share with you is that, failure is not something permanent. Failure is something that is literally very temporary. It's just a matter of it's not a matter about failing. It's not a matter of, things is going wrong, because things are going to go wrong. Life is not perfect. But what really matters is what you do with that. What is it that you're going to do? What is it that you take from it? And I think one of the biggest things that I'd love to share with you guys over the course of whatever number of podcasts this ends up being, and I really hope this ends up being a long-term thing, is that whenever something feels like you're failing, or that something didn't go the right way, the way that you expected it to, it's okay. Right, just look for the lesson in it. And I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about my story in terms of how failure has impacted me. And like I was telling you guys, I was working and had built a career for myself, was making some very good money, more money than anybody in my family really has ever made. And after a few years of working, for the company, I was looking for that next challenge. I was looking for that next thing. And for me, I started my network marketing business, and I wanted to give it, 100%. And so, I actually ended up leaving my job. I ended up quitting my job just for the sake of being able to go to my network marketing business 100%, just try to give it everything that I could. And so a lot of people thought I was crazy, my girlfriend included, my family included. The only person that was kind of excited about it was my brother. And so we decided to jump ship, or I decided to jump ship, rather, from my job and go at it. And so a lot of you guys are probably thinking you're probably pretty crazy for you to be able to do that. But you know what? I did it anyways. And so for the last 6 months or so, I've been basically trying to do that full time. And unfortunately, I thought I had planned things appropriately. I thought I had, my finances in order. I thought I had a lot of things in order to basically be able to survive and be able to make this thing really work. But unfortunately, there's unforeseen circumstances that, are out of your control. One of the mistakes that I made was that I was expecting a very big tax return from my taxes from last year, and it didn't happen. And in fact, I actually ended up getting audited, and so I still haven't seen that money. And so that was a huge impact, because I was actually expecting a $7,000 tax return from last year, and it didn't happen. So obviously that was a huge impact on my plans for the next few months, and then the company that I was representing in terms of my network marketing business ended up undergoing a lot of changes over the last few months, and so business has basically stopped and halted, and so the income that I had coming in at least kind of stopped. So I've went from making at least a decent amount of money in my business to making basically nothing in my business, and that's life. Life happens. And so I'm not bitter about it. I'm not upset about it. I'm actually happy. I'm relieved that I was able to at least give myself that opportunity to try. And even if I fell flat on my face, it's okay, because I'm going to pick myself up and I'm going to continue to go. I did learn a lot of things though in the last 6 months that I wouldn't have learned had I not done if I didn't do what I did. And I hope that's kind of the message that you guys can kind of take from that. It's like, even though I technically failed and people could be pointing fingers at me and tell you, well, I told you so, it doesn't matter to me, because I think that, you know, even trying and failing is well worth it, way more than saying or having regrets of not having tried. Okay, guys? And I think that's one of the biggest messages that I can give you guys as well, is that, you know, even if you try and fail, it's you still were more courageous, and you were more, you know, you had that strength and character than if you had not tried at all, right? Because way too many people nowadays talk the big talk, but when it comes to actually taking action, they don't do anything. Okay, a lot of people say, oh yeah, I want to do this, or I want to do that, I want to do this, I want to do that, but they never take any action towards it. Okay, and I quit my job, you know, I put myself in a place of being uncomfortable. You know, went from making, I know, a very decent income every single month to making no income over the course of the last couple of months. And that's okay. You know what, I'm okay with it. And you know why, guys? Because if you were able to reach a certain level, and this is the point that is probably the biggest message for this podcast today, it's that if you have been able to reach a certain level of success in your life, okay, so for me, you know, I had kind of built a career for myself, and I was at a point where I was making more money than anybody in my family ever, you know, had, and I left that to pursue my own business, to pursue this, my passion, wanting to help people, trying to make a change in people's lives. Unfortunately, it hasn't worked just yet. But you know what? I got to a point where, you know what, I need to make some income, and so I decided, you know what, I'm going to go look for a job again. And you know, as luck would have it, I ended up finding a job that is actually paying me now more than I was making when I was working my job. Okay, guys? So things ended up working out for me. Is that going to be my final destination? No, I don't think that that's going to be my final destination, because my goals, my passion, my sight is still set in the future. It's still set on my business. It's still set on making an impact on other people's lives. And maybe this podcast is that vehicle. I don't know yet, right? But the point is that I'm discovering it as I go, right? And so that's kind of the message that I want to get with you guys, is that a lot of people are scared because they're like, you know what, I have a good job right now, or I have a good income right now, or I have it okay right now. You know, I have it good, quote unquote, but people are unhappy. You know, statistics show that 90% of people, or more than 90% of people that are working a job, aren't happy in that job. It's because they're not passionate about it. It's not what they want to do. They want to do more with their lives. They know they have capabilities. They know that their potential is uncapped. They have so much more to give, but they're scared. Okay, they're scared of that, of the income. They're scared of, you know, not having money. They're scared of going broke. They're scared of so many things, guys. But I'm here to tell you that things work out. Okay, if you follow your passion, things are going to work out. And I hope that this kind of podcast is just kind of like a testament to where I'm going with you guys. I want to grow with you guys. Anybody who's listening to this message, anybody who will join me episodes later. Basically, what I'm trying to get at with this podcast, guys, is that I want to be able to, you know, work this with you guys. You know, I have a plan in mind. I know exactly where I'm going with this, guys. I've set my goals for 2015, because it's almost the end of 2014 at the date of this podcast, the 29th of December, if I'm not wrong. And so there's a lot of things to come. And this podcast is going to be just that documentation of a lot of things to come. If you guys want to come along for the journey with me, I encourage you to. You know, I'm going to be here motivating you guys, pumping you guys up, and hopefully, you know, building some great relationships with you guys, the listeners. And I hope you guys come along for the ride with me. You know, because there's going to be a lot of changes, a lot of stuff that's going to be happening, and I'm excited for the future. To be honest, guys, you know, I've learned so much over the last 6 months in terms of, you know, how to build a business, how to do things right, how to, you know, and going completely different direction. And if you guys want to, you know, come along with me, check my website, netplaymarketing.com, because I'm going to be documenting things on there as well, so you can guys know exactly what it is that I'm doing. By no means is this message ever going to be about getting you guys to sign up to anything. Okay, guys, this is literally a free message that I'm giving to you guys, just because I want you guys to, you know, kind of go through, or maybe you guys can relate to what I've been through. You know, maybe you guys can relate to what it is that, where it is that I'm going. And I hope that that you guys can come along for the ride, that you guys get motivated by it and see that, you know, I'm just a regular guy who's had, you know, has had his ups and downs. You know, I've made some mistakes, but the point is that I'm still trying, I'm still going after my dream, and I'm not going to stop until I get there. And I hope that you guys will have the courage to do the exact same thing. And if you guys ever want to reach out to me, you know, feel free to reach out to me easily at my, you know, on my email, aces@netplaymarketing.com, right? Or add me on Facebook, and at facebook.com/AL2064. And hopefully you guys, we can connect. And if maybe you guys found this podcast through those means, then, you know, I encourage you to reach out, ask me questions, maybe talk about, maybe even ask me things that you'd want to hear in this podcast, things you'd want me to talk about. You know, I have a lot of content that I have to talk about already, because I've been doing this on YouTube for a long time. If you guys actually just check up netplaymarketing.com on YouTube, you'll find like tons of different videos, and you'll probably hear topics from those videos that are going to be, you know, translated onto this podcast format. But I really encourage you guys to stay plugged into this message. I'm super excited for what's going to be happening. I'm planning to do this on a regular basis, hopefully, you know, during the week, 5 times a week. If not, I'm going to try to get close to that. Right, guys, we'll kind of figure it out as we go along, but I'm here to stay, guys. I'm here to work with you, and I hope that you guys get connected to this message. You guys are pumped up as much as I am right now, and until next time, guys, let's just get out there and have some fun.